Welcome to Unconventional Success, where we are rewriting the rules for female solopreneurs. I'm your host, Tiffany Dawson, a business and mindset coach. I help women who value freedom to earn the income they need to facilitate the lifestyle they want. I'll share interviews with successful female founders and my own tips on how to build a bulletproof mindset, make your own rules for your reality, and think strategically about your business so you can earn free-flowing revenue while spending quality time with your family. Remember, you can do life and business in a totally unconventional way and be wildly successful at the same time. The only person you need permission from is you. Hello and welcome to another episode of Unconventional Success. I am very pleased to be your host today. My name is Tiffany Dawson and we are here to talk all things entrepreneurship, going against the grain of what's expected of us in life and business and in motherhood, and to really forge our own unique path to whatever success looks like to you as an individual. So really excited to have you here today. If this is your first time listening, a huge welcome to you. If you've been listening for a long time, welcome back. Really pleased to have you here again. And today I am touching on a topic, well, speaking about going against the grain, a topic that does go against the grain of what most people say about finding your tribe. So I'm really going to be sharing my thoughts on why I don't think you should be finding your tribe and what I think you should be doing instead. And this comes from my experience of over 4 years running my own business and 8 to 9 years working in corporate engineering before that. So being in my career life stage of life for however many years that is, like 10, 12 years. Oh gosh, my maths needs some brushing up. Okay, where to start? So finding your tribe, what does that even mean? I think it's a term that gets bandied around a lot, especially in the corporate world and also the entrepreneurial world. I guess what people mean by finding your tribe is finding a community, and usually people will say find a community of like-minded individuals who will be able to support you through whatever you're going through, or maybe a network that will be able to hook you up with the right people. Here's my problem with this. So there's several. Where do I start? So when people say like-minded individuals, that really, really bugs me, because do you really want to just hang around with other people who are exactly like you? This goes back to a lot of the work that I did previously as a leadership coach for women in male-dominated workplaces. And I focused a lot on the importance of diversity. I spoke to a lot of companies who were very male-dominated about why diversity is important, why it's beneficial, and to not hire for cultural fit, but to hire as a cultural add. So what that means is instead of just hiring another mini you, hire someone who has different thought processes, maybe has a different background, grew up in a different country, stage of life, religion, whatever, like something completely different to you, so that, and especially in engineering as well, when you're trying to come up with new solutions for problems, you need to have diversity of thought. So hiring for a wider range of thought patterns and culture is only going to be beneficial in a company setting. How does this relate to you as a solopreneur though? If you're working by yourself, then if you're trying to find a tribe of people who are exactly like you, chances are you're not really going to stretch and learn and grow in a way that's going to be quick and that challenges you. And I found that this was a thought process I had quite early on in entrepreneurship. I found that at the very start, I kept listening to podcasts of people who kind of agreed with the same ways that I thought. So other women who were entrepreneurs, who were coaches, so very similar to me, maybe had similar values as me. And that's great to listen to those people who are similar to you. But I started thinking, gosh, they're all the same and I'm not really learning anything new here. That's when I hired my first coach who I kind of knew that he, so yes, I hired a male coach for this reason. I kind of knew that his way of thinking didn't completely gel exactly with how I thought. And I knew that I'd be challenged by him. I think this takes some sort of level of confidence to be able to do this, because you need to be able to think for yourself and be like, okay, my coach is saying this, or this podcast host is saying this. I actually don't agree with that, but it's at least made me think, and I'm just not going to take that on. I know that some people really feel like they have to follow everything that they're told. If that's the case, there's probably something deeper down you need to be working on in terms of your own self-awareness and your own confidence in following your intuition. And that's a whole topic for another day. So when finding your tribe, definitely don't be joining those communities who really say, all these like-minded women in our community. What you really want is a diverse range of thought processes, so that when you delve into that community, when you ask for help, or when other people are asking for help, you can get lots of different perspectives, so that you can kind of filter all of those perspectives and follow the ones that really feel right to you. The other thing about finding your tribe that I don't agree with is actually using the word find. So when we say finding your tribe, it kind of insinuates that there is a perfect community out there, and you just need to kind of, if you find it, then you just slot yourself right in. So yes, there's lots of communities. You know, I started Overflow Collective as a community for mothers who are entrepreneurs, and there's loads of them out there, online, in person, meetups, different organizations. There's so many. And you could probably find a whole bunch of communities that sound right to you. And I know that some people will kind of dip in and out of these communities and think, oh no, I don't really fit in here, or it's not quite right for me. And then they just dip straight back out. So they don't really give it the time to bed in and to actually contribute and learn as much as they can from those communities. So the word find is kind of problematic, because it assumes that there is this perfect vision of a community out there that if only you could find it, then you would slot right in and you'd grow and all the good things about joining a community would flood straight to you. The truth is, you actually have to build your tribe. So yes, you might join a community such as Overflow Collective because you fit into that umbrella of, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm a mother, and therefore I kind of have similarities to these people. But that shouldn't be your only network. It's really important to go out there and find other people who are going to build part of your network, build part of your tribe or community, so that in the future, if there's ever something that you can help them with or vice versa, that opportunity's been opened up already. So there's lots to think about when you are trying to build your network or find your tribe, as to say, but it takes effort. It's not just this one thing where you can find it and it's done and dusted. It takes effort, and you need to be able to continue to build those relationships, build that trust over time. The final thing that kind of really relates to that last point is that when you're going out networking or building your tribe, building your community around you that's going to help you in life and business, what I say to my clients all the time is that networking shouldn't just be for a particular motive. So the way that I learned how to network at the very start of my career as a corporate engineer, when I first started having to bring in business to the company, I was taught to go to networking events, and after that networking event, I needed to come back to the office the next day with a list of leads for new jobs, which was actually like kind of impossible at my stage of life. I was very young. I hadn't built those relationships over time yet, because I'd only been in the industry for like 4 or 5 years and only started networking the year before that. I didn't have the seniority and the experience, and I hadn't built up that reputation and connections with people over time so that they knew to come to me when they needed my help. And that's the thing that took me a little while to realize as I started my business. When I go out networking, I'm not out there to win new clients. I'm not out there to sell whatever I've got to sell at that point in time. I'm out there to really create genuine connections. I'm out there to really meet people, get to know them, and then continue that relationship over time. So if you ever meet me at a networking event and I speak to you, generally what happens is on my way home, I will write down a list of all the people I remember speaking to. And generally, I'm pretty good at remembering who that is. And the next day I will go and add them all on LinkedIn or try and find them on Instagram if I can't find them there. If I can't find them, then that's just such a shame, because I would love to be able to keep connected with them, but you know, you can't win them all. But yeah, I'll find them all. I'll connect with them. I'll send them a little message just to say how lovely it is to meet them. And hopefully they message back and we can continue having this conversation. And I meet these people not thinking, okay, well, I need to speak to that person because they're my target audience and they will likely buy from me one day. I meet them with absolutely no expectation as to whether they're going to make me any money, give me any future leads, refer work to me or not. I just don't really care about that. It is all about creating genuine connections with people because you really care about them. You really care about finding out what they're doing and how you can help them. So let's summarize what we've talked about so far. Finding your tribe. I've got this problem with the word find because there's no perfect community out there that you can just slot into and just forget about networking for the rest of your life. I have this problem with trying to find like-minded people, because really what we need is others who are going to challenge our thoughts in a kind way, hopefully, and to stretch our thoughts and possibilities for what we think can be a reality for us. And the final thing is, networking shouldn't have an ulterior motive. Yes, you might go out networking for the purpose of gaining visibility to hopefully in the end gain more sales, but the actual connecting with people shouldn't directly lead you to a sale. The purpose of that really should be to actually build a genuine connection. And isn't that so much more wholesome than trying to be super sleazy at a networking event? We've all met those people online and at networking events in person where you just know, you get that feeling that they're only out there to try and win work. They don't really care about you. That really comes across, and I think we are more savvy than ever about that, especially online. You can just tell when people are connecting with you on LinkedIn just to make a sale compared to, hey, I just would love to be in your network. Could we connect? Could we have a chat? So I really hope that that has inspired you to build your community in a completely different way, to go at it with a completely refreshing energy that is totally not sleazy. It is very genuine. And it also gives you that permission to just go out there and make loads of friends. I think there's always this pressure of, okay, I must network and be really professional and put my best foot forward. When in fact, The way that I do networking and build my tribe and community is very much just going out there, having chats with people I find interesting, making new friends. And do you know what? The moment I let go of needing to have a result from my networking was the moment I started to actually gain from my network. People just really connected with me, and they would remember me. They would remember the conversation they had with me as to what I do, who I help. And so many referrals have come my way naturally and organically because of this genuine connection that I made with them. The previous way which I networked meant that I kind of left this awkward taste in their mouth, meaning that they didn't really want to refer me on because they didn't know how hard I was going to sell things to their connection. So I hope that is helpful. And I guess the final thing I want to leave you with is a quote that I heard from this lady called Liz Whittaker. She wrote this book, which I would love to read at some point, called The Power of Personal. So it's a book that is about kind of how to create really genuine personal connections so that you can do business development in a company setting much more effectively. So she goes into a lot of detail about some of the stuff that I talked about today, but with more framework and more structure to it. But the quote that I heard her say on this talk one time was that you need to build your network before you need it. So if you're trying to go out there right now and network really quickly before you launch your next product next month, that is, I mean, it's better than doing nothing, but it's kind of too late. You know, you need to be building your network over time, and like over years and years, even if you have completely pivoted your career or your business, those people who you met years and years ago are still part of your network and may have pivoted with you. For example, one of my long-standing clients who I work with at the moment, we met, I don't know, like 5 or 6 years ago in an engineering office when we were both doing completely different roles. And now we work together. So you just never know who is watching, who is following you, who is going to make use of the talents that you can share, and just make friends and be a genuine person. Let me know what you think of today's episode, because I think that networking, building your tribe, building a community can be such a daunting task for those who don't have experience of doing it before, don't really know how to do it, and they think there's a specific way to do it. If you're still stuck, if you're not sure what to do, come and send me a DM on Instagram. My handle is @TiffanyDawson_. I'm always happy to help on this topic. I even have a post for how to network for introverts. So let me know if you want me to find that post and link it to you. I'm very happy to do so. But otherwise, if you are trying to build a network of women quickly and you're wanting to find a community that can build part of your tribe, come and check us out at Overflow Collective. We've got an amazing bunch of mothers who are entrepreneurs in there. Everyone is so open to sharing their challenges and sharing their help. It's really a no ego space. When we jump on our live calls, everyone, no matter how junior or senior they are in their business life, come with their challenges unfiltered. No one's there doing any hard selling. If that's what you're trying to do, please don't come and join Overflow Collective, because that is definitely not our vibe. But if you're really wanting to just find a whole bunch of business besties who are going to help you and support you through your business journey and your motherhood journey, come and check us out. I'll leave the link in the show notes. But otherwise, I can't wait to speak to you next week. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, I'd be so grateful if you could help me spread the word that this podcast is here to help other female solopreneurs just like you. Please give this podcast show a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts, and subscribe if you'd like to see when future episodes come out. If you have any questions about the topic spoken about today, I'm always happy to answer your questions. Come and find me over on Instagram at @TiffanyDawson_ and shoot me a DM. I'd love to help. Until next time, take care.